in Australia.
Go ahead.
He was savagely attacked and knifed by what appeared to be a Muslim young man there. This Bishop Marmari is an avid Trump supporter, anti-New World Order. And what's funny is this is down in Australia, but yet over in London, the cops, the bobbies, I guess they call them over there, knocked on a door.
Yeah.
A guy that was live posting over there his comments about what was going on in Australia, and not only did the cops were there, but they brought a nurse with them.
A nurse? Shoot him up with something?
Well, again, like I say, this is like Jordan Peterson, re-education and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They're generally going after all this like that, especially those that organize. And when it comes to when people say that they really don't have no power, they do, but a lot of people are afraid to let go of what they have, i.e., they won't drop their Netflix, they won't drop this, they won't drop that, because they're afraid of losing their creature comforts of their own, when it's easier to just start defunding people, so that, you know, whether it's a boycott here, a boycott there. I mean, it's getting worse. In Texas, as the gentleman before had just mentioned, they just made it so that you have no say-so in them teaching sodomy or anal sex and stuff like that to your children in school.
This
is, but again, this is meant to divide people and to just keep us at each other's throat, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, and I've been trying to dispel that, because we're all on the same planet. They're all running us towards the same end of the cliff to bring us into their new world order, stuff like that, you know. There's another story. This is from down south, too, and it says, a man was found guilty who killed a thief who broke into his house. It's 76-year-old man.
Guilty of what?
Manslaughter, because he killed a thief that broke into his house, which was ridiculous.
It's a self-defense, Keith. I mean, statute would justify this absurd ruling?
Yeah, well, he was wielding a chainsaw, too. So, but, you know, this goes on.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's awful.
Yeah. There's another. I mean, this goes to show you. Here's a headline from The Guardian. Says, ocean spray emits more PFAS's than industrial polluters, the study finds.
Yeah. So we better stop the ocean spray. Stop the ocean from spraying, Keith. This is so absurd. Listen, I'm glad you got with me on Monday. I want everyone to know on Revolution Radio, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern time, Keith will be with me on Revolution Radio Studio B. Keith. Thanks for the call.
More thing. Russell Bentley, Texas, his body has been found, okay?
Okay, we'll talk about it. Thanks, Keith.
All right,
thanks. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, join the conversation. Mike.
I used to love On Frequency with Keith. I think it was on Sunday evenings. It was a pretty good show. He always prepared well and had lots of material and took callers. It was a great show.
Good.
Kind of miss him.
Good.
But I couldn't hear what body was he saying. What was he saying? Somebody's body?
I missed the name of the body, too, but we'll talk about it on Monday if you want to check it out. Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, and he mentioned Jordan Peterson there. If anybody wants to dent Jordan Peterson's credibility, he says women are too agreeable. You know, obviously he doesn't listen to RBN. But in the workplace, mainly, I think, is what Jordan Peterson was claiming, as a cliche, stereotypical group, they're generally more agreeable, and that means that they're less aggressive and don't make as good of deals as the men do, supposedly. That's what Jordan Peterson claimed. But my experience is I've had several cases in different workplaces where I was basically the rooster in the hen house, and I was discriminated against with what's called reverse discrimination, but I won't go into all that. Francis and the other gal, Laura, They need to look that up on, you're either for me or against me. And that's where W got in trouble quoting that. You're either for us or against us. You know, so George W. said that when it came to, I guess, Operation Enduring Freedom or something. W. was, taking that concept and applying it to whatever the U.S. wants to do, just like whatever Israel wants to do. Right, we can't criticize.
Give us a final thought, Mike. I'm going to try and squeeze in one more. Go ahead.
Well, it's Waco Day or whatever you want to call it, and you know we're all wondering how many January 6th operators from the feds were involved. How many were at Elohim City? How many federal agents were at Elohim City? Have we ever found that out? And why did they check the weather forecast that day when they attacked the Waco people? Because why did they attack at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, it was totally unnecessary. David Koresh could have been picked up going back and forth, picking up groceries any time. That was a deliberate slaughter, I'm sorry to say. Mike, you're spot on. Spot on. Joe from Alaska. Joe, squeeze in a comment here right at the end. Joe.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for playing that clip with... Finkelstein?
Yeah, Norman Finkelstein, yeah.
I listened to a lot of that yesterday myself. And I just wanted to throw in my takeaway. I don't have a lot of time, but I always seem to be getting in the last word here. But the difference, the difference between crazy and pretending to be crazy are, he says there's a very fine line. But I say there is no difference. They're both crazy.
Joe, thanks. Thanks. We got you in there. Everybody, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friend, the people you love and care about. You can see from current events, we have no idea how much time we have left. And support RBN. Have a great weekend. Back on Monday.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, this is April the 19th in the year of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, 2024. And the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is sitting in the heavenly places in the throne above it all. And I think this is this used to be Patriots Day, the day the shot was heard around the world. Where was that? Concord. Yeah, and then after 9/11, after that tricky deal, they changed Patriots Day to September the 11th. Well, that should be Overthrown Day. That should be absolutely the last nail in the coffin of day. But I prefer April the 19th. So, anyway, on the lighter side, my deer is out in the yard, Jane Doe. She kind of comes and goes, but mostly stays here in my yard. She's laying down with her ears flapping a little bit. And my dog is watching over her. Anyway, that's for the lighter side. And now for categories of media disclosure for Search for Lawful Government. This is a little thing I'm going to start. God, I'm have 7 points of disclosure so that any listener will know immediately my perspective and the perspective they are going to hear on my show regarding any issue. God is a trinity of God the Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 2, man is created by God in the image of God and connects with God by the Holy Spirit and is redeemed by the experience of the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ to sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, even in the throne at the right hand of God. 3, the kingdom of God, or heaven on earth, was established by opening the door to it that nothing can close by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. 4, how does the world end? It ends by the return of Christ Jesus to close the door to the kingdom of God, which nothing can open. 5, the Old and New Testament. 5.1, all the law and prophets and prophecies have ended with Christ Jesus, who is the fulfillment of all the promises and prophecies. 5.2, there is only one seed of Abraham, and that is Christ Jesus. And those in him are heirs of the promises of Abraham, and those who deny Christ Jesus are the Antichrist and are not the heirs of Abraham. Galatians 3:16. That, of course, means that those people having all those wars against everybody in the Middle East, the state of Israel, are not Jews. They are not the recipients of the promises of Abraham. 6, how government is derived. 6.1, God gives each person property consisting of life, liberty, and possessions to sustain his life and liberty, which cannot be aliened for any purpose. 6.2, that means, by the way, that means property taxes are unlawful. 6.2, men create government to protect their property. 6.3, lawful government cannot obtain authority that does not exist in each individual. 6.4, individuals do not have unlimited authority, and hence lawful government is also limited in authority. 6.5, men create government by consent based upon the government maintaining its conformance to the terms of its creation. 6.6, alteration of the terms by law without approval of the creators by amendment dissolves government. 7, world government. 7.1, there is no lawful government I'm sorry, there is no lawful world government outside that of Christ Jesus over all nations. Hence, no entities like the UN or any of its branches or agencies are lawful. Okay, well, we've dispensed with that. And so you're going to know what we're talking about here and how we approach these issues. Well, the first thing I want to do, I was just amazed at the level of idiots we have in government. You would think that the American people would elect people to government that know something about it. I mean, this guy Chuck Schumer, let's talk about Chuck Schumer. This guy's I just got to read you some of this, and we're actually going to hear it on one of his I have a short little video that we're going to hear, but I'm going to read it to you first so you don't miss it when you hear it. I just want you to hear this guy's voice utter this stupidity. Senate Majority Leader, I'm quoting now from an article from The Hill. It's by Alexander Bolton. It came out on the 16th. This was before the hearing. This was before the impeachment of Mayorkas was dismissed. But this is the important point. And it tells you that obviously you're going nowhere with people that are so stupid like this. Here it goes. This is from the article, quoting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, on Tuesday accused House Republicans of impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over, quote, policy disagreements, unquote, warning that it sets an, quote, an awful precedent for Congress, unquote. And it goes on quoting Chuck Schumer, quote, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. Talk about awful precedent. This would set an awful precedent for Congress, unquote. Now, and the Schumer said that on the Senate floor. And he's quoted some more here. Every time there's a policy disagreement in the House, they send it over here to tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial? That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process, unquote, he said. Well, I do agree that it's not the right process, but what is so stupid about what Chuck Schumer said here? And most people don't question this. I can't believe that people don't just catch this immediately when this idiot says this. He says this is a dispute over policy disagreements. You know, a policy is something that you have discretion with. You have discretion. You have there's something that you that there's no real law on. It's just up to you the best way you think know how to do a particular thing. Now, border protection, border regulation of the United States is not a matter of policy. It is a matter of the law. It is already law. It is Title 8 of the United States Code. Now, if you break some policy of the United States Code, believe me, you're going to hear about it. But the President of the United States can ignore the entire Title 8 of the United States Code and call it a policy disagreement? Oh, I don't think we ought to do things like that, Bubba. What we ought to do is just open them things wide open and be as kind and gentle and invite everybody over and give them everything they need to have a better life. Now, I mean, that all sounds sweet and groovy and everything, but that's not a policy. That's a violation of the law. And I want to read it to you. Here's the law. And here's one of the things I think is handled improperly, though. Why go after this synagogue Alejandro Mayorkas. It's not really, I mean, he's in the executive department, but he is not the president. Who should, if anybody should be tried, anybody that should be impeached, it should be the president of the United States. Or even better, there should be issued a declaration of the observation of dissolution of the federal government. It has no option regarding regulation of the border. Section 3 of Article 2, this is under the executive power, it's the same one that gives the president or he has an obligation to present a State of the Union annually. In this same provision under Section 3, almost at the end of it, it says, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And I mean, that's the end of the story. Bam, bam, boom. Get your butt down on the border and close that damn thing up. And I don't care how you do it. Razor wire, I would think gun emplacements would be good. Pill boxes at every 50 feet with a 50 caliber machine gun in it. And if that doesn't work, bring in some tanks. I mean, close that damn thing down. And you don't have to build a wall. You just threaten to blow everybody in half that crosses that thing. Now, I'm telling you, they've let 9.2 million illegal aliens in this country since Biden took office. In fact, I read it another place that he's let in 7 million. You know what the real deal is? They don't know how many people in here, but they know it's in the multi-millions. Because they just slide in anywhere and they let them do it. I mean, this is absolutely, if the people of this country don't realize they don't have a country anymore. And what are they going to do now? They're going to talk about funding the Ukraine, another synagoguing program. I mean, the synagoguings have this world in complete warfare. I want to know why Russia is our enemy. I would say the majority of people in Russia are of the Christian Orthodox faith. Whereas the people in Israel, most of those people, they hardly let anybody in there unless they're going to persecute you and put you in a prison camp. All of those people are the synagogues. So why is the church fighting the church? I'll tell you, because the synagogues have deceived the church. The synagogue has deceived the church and have Christians fighting themselves, among themselves. When they should say, wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute, all you synagogues. We're not going to fund any more of your plans and programs and globalisms and institutions and all of that stuff. We can't even close our border. We can't control or regulate our border, yet you want us to fund military power for the synagogues in the Ukraine to fight the Church of Russia. I mean, I'm sick of these people telling me who my enemies are. Russia is not my enemy. The people that have overthrown the United States are my enemy. And I can tell you who they are. They're the synagogues. The synagogues have taken control of our currency, and we're borrowing money from them constantly, and we borrow money to loan back to them. Or not even loan back to them. You know what the big hassle is on the floor? Trump wanted to fund the Ukraine with loans, not gifts or grants. Oh, and what's this, Tom Johnson or whatever his name is, Speaker of the House, he's all in a fuss because he wants to just give them the money, have a grant deal. I don't think we ought to give them any money, loan or otherwise. I mean, Russia is not my enemy. I'm wondering, why is Russia our enemy? Somebody explain that to me. But I've already been it. I understand why the synagogues are my enemy. First of all, they're Antichrist. They've rejected the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Savior of the world. They don't like him. And why don't they like him? Because they don't want to share the kingdom with anybody else. They want to be special people. They want to have special stuff. They want to have special treatment. They're the special people. They want to be the exclusive people, not the inclusive people. And they point their crooked, wicked finger at everybody else, calling them anti-Semites and everything, which is a stupid, absolutely stupid term. They don't even have enough guts to say anti-Jewish. They do every once in a while. But the term Semitic applies to a lot of different people, not just the synagogues. But when they use the term, they mean anti-synagogues. And I refuse to call these people Jews. That's the main lie right there. They aren't Jews, no matter how you cut it. If you reject the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Christ Jesus of Nazareth, you ain't Jewish, and you ain't a son of Abraham, and you aren't an heir of the promises made to Abraham by God. That's the New Testament. And you can just lump it if you don't like it. They want us to lump everything because of stuff in the Old Testament. I want them to lump everything because this is in the New Testament. Get with everybody, get equal with everybody, and shut up and quit slapping the world around and telling the world how it's all got to be. And quit the fraudulent money scams and lending programs and all the paper money scams and all of that. Stop the scams, all of that. Repent. Get into the kingdom of heaven. Accept the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And get into the kingdom of heaven and live at peace with other people. The synagogue should actually repent and give up this Gaza thing and the West Bank thing and every other country over there. Now they're trying to get Iran. They want to Gazify Iran now. What is the matter with these people? Well, I know what's the matter with them, and you do too. They've rejected the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and therefore they live under the wrath of God. Nothing they do is for the right purpose. Nothing they do is for a right cause. It is all twisted and demented. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Sure like that music. I need that kind of music after listening and watching this kind of insanity going on in our government. I can't believe that these people can run for office and be this ignorant. Well, anyway, we already have a couple of callers. I'm going to just tell you, it's Friday. I'm just going to take some calls whenever they come in. So, Laura from Michigan, how are you doing?
Fine. Hello, Ron. I've been wanting to talk to you or Mark. It's about that Sutherland Baptist Church shooting.
If I recall correctly,
you and Mark walked all around the church and found no signs of a shooting.
Sutherland Springs. You're talking about Sutherland Springs.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You walked all the way around it.
Yes.
Found no signs. Well, okay, 2 weeks ago, the guy that supposedly captured the shooter, he was on. He's on a new show that's on Saturday morning called Govern America. I could call in to call this guy on it. What they had was that guy that supposedly ran down the other the shooter.
Yes,
he's written a book. He's at all the gun shows and talk, you know, Kirk talking about it. And see, I think you guys are right. You didn't see any sign of it. And window panes, and he's talking about how all the windows were broken out. You said you saw all the windows looked intact.
That's correct. There were no broken windows. And I happen to know the windows weren't replaced because these particular windows were really old. They don't use spackling like they used to in the old days. I've spackled windows and painted them and all of that. And the spackle around these window glass, the vision panes in the windows was old and cracked, and they could not have replaced those windows without replacing the spackling to hold them in there, and they had already painted the church, the whole church, but the glass, and you could tell the glass was very old unless they had a stack of that stuff left over from years and years ago. You know, 75 to 100 years ago when they first put it up, they wouldn't be able to get the same kind of glass. This was old glass that was in there. So I did see things that looked like they were patched holes in the walls, but it didn't look like anything bigger, and there's necessarily no need for them to be bigger in the walls of the church. But it's hard to say really what did it, whether it was a carpenter bee or a gun or whatever. But I just find it odd, though, that somebody would shoot into a church but refuse to break any of the glass. I think that's so bizarre. I mean, why shoot in the walls rather than just shoot through the glass? I don't get that. I mean, if you're such a nut and you're shooting 200 or more rounds into the side of a building, you would go to all that trouble to miss the glass windows. And you don't care about trying to save anybody on the inside. I mean, if you shoot through the walls, it's good to go through the walls and hurt somebody. So, I mean, it's just things like that that don't add up, you know.
Right, that's what I thought. This fellow definitely said that they're shooting through the windows. I couldn't call him because this news group called Govern America on Saturday morning, they don't have RBN numbers. I couldn't call into them. I would have talked to him. This guy has written a book called Hero. I thought maybe you want to get a hold of the Govern America. Tell them.
Yeah, that would be good.
Find him on RBN Archives.
Yeah, Mark goes a little further. He says the wall, he didn't see any signs of the wall being shot, but I'm not going to go there. I did see small holes, maybe that were about, I'd say, 3/8 inches in diameter that looked like they were, you know, had been puttied, and the putty had sunk in a little bit and had been painted over. I saw a few of those. And that very well could be gunshots, but I will say that there was no replaced glass, and that was old glass, and none of it was broken. There wasn't a bullet hole in any of it, which I do find that amazing. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Man, I like that stuff. I could listen to that all day. Okay, Laura, did you have any more to say?
Yeah, I just thought maybe you should call this guy. He's making money on his book and speaking engagements.
Yes,
I think somebody should call him on this.
Yeah. To just bring it up to him that glass was not shot out, any of it. I didn't see a broken pane of glass in the whole thing. And it was pretty
weird. Get a hold
of
the host of that Govern America on Saturday mornings.
And
talk to them. Because they're the ones that hosted him.
Okay.
I just want to make it straight. He's
sure.
Lying.
Sure.
He should
and let's bring it up, you know.
Speaking of having.
Yeah.
Wasn't it supposed to be 26 people died or something?
Yes, 26 people did die there, I believe. At least that's what they say, you know. That's what they said about Sandy Hook, too. That's all pretty sketchy how that's a lot of evidence to to dispute some of that, and especially the way the court system has handled those that have said otherwise. I mean, they've been the courts have been cheating their tail off to protect any kind of investigation or to prevent any kind of investigation of Sandy Hook. So it's, I have a feeling that these others, I mean, when we know that the government is doing it all it can to disarm the American people and make them, in violation of the Second Amendment, making them vulnerable to abject tyranny, I mean, you've got to question these things. You've got to question them, why these things are happening. But anyway, thanks, Laura, for calling in, and I'll follow up on that. Okay. All right, Chance from West Virginia. How are you doing?
Well, Ron, did I hear you correctly? I just tuned in. Trumpy Bear wants to loan them the money instead of giving them the money, correct? Is that what you said?
Right. I'm going to play a video that's about 2 minutes long that actually says that in there in just a minute.
Every time this Trumpy Bear opens his mouth, something stupid comes out. Is that any different, Ron, than you saying to me, well, I can't give you the money to go buy a .45 caliber to kill your neighbor, but I'll loan you the money. Is that any different, well, really, now?
Well, that's another way of looking at it. Sure, I mean, what they're doing is presuming that the war is just. So they're completely glazing over the fact that the war is unjust, and then they want to talk about how to give them the money. I mean, if you've already swallowed the camel, who cares about straining at the gnat?
Man, we are so crazy, Ron. Man, I can't believe it anymore. And when this guy opens his mouth, too, it only adds fuel to the fire. I don't know how people can take this man seriously anymore. I really don't.
Well, I mean, we never have any good candidates. The candidates are always so dirtied up and processed to fit the criminal's element that's running the country. I mean, it seems like we never get out of some kind of a mafia-type deal. It's always some kind of dirtied-up guy that's got that has enough funds and money to run for office.
Yep, it's gotten to the point where every time they open their mouths, I wonder what kind of retarded comment is going to come out of is going to cross their lips. Really, that's how bizarre it's gotten, Ron. It's insane.
It is. It is indeed.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All right, Chance. Thanks for calling. Okay. Have a good weekend. All right, Ken from Texas, another Texas boy. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. Wow. Gosh, it's hard to even get my tongue untwisted to try to talk about some of this stuff because it's so ridiculous. But
it is.
I'm going to try to say stuff in the vernacular because that's the way I want to hear it. You know, just simplify it for me so I can understand it. And every time they give away $20 billion here, $100 billion there, that means that the next time you go to buy a loaf of bread, it's going to double in cost or, you know, go up. And what I should have said, it means it's going to come out of your paycheck or everybody's paycheck. And then people will say, well, I didn't notice any difference in my paycheck. And I respond with that. Well, you haven't noticed the increase in the price of food? See, so
that's right.
They hide it. Inflation is an illegal tax, is basically what it is. And then
correct.
They have total plausible deniability because, you know, oh, well, we're battling inflation, you know. But the bottom line is, when did the U.S. become a bank? Who are we to loan money out to anyone, much less give it away? Why don't these same people walk into a bank and say, hey, give me $100 billion? Free. Just give it
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
And the bank will laugh themselves out of their ivory towers.
Yeah.
And not only that, if they said, well, give me a $100 billion loan, and then they would say, well, what's your collateral? You know, what's, you know, what's your qualifications? You know, if you or I went down to the bank and said, give me a $100 loan, they said, well, let me see all your tax returns and what are all your assets. And, you know, there's none of that going on. But the important thing is people understand that that's what inflation is every time they spend money, that comes out of our paychecks and it's hidden as inflation. And so everybody wake up. Every time you go to buy something and it costs so much, that's the hidden tax that you're paying for all of these politicians to give away your money with, you know, no collateral, no nothing besides that. They're, you know, like we said, they're not a bank. They're not a lending institution. And oh my gosh, I could just go on and on and on.
Well, yeah, I even wonder about all. Yes, I'm just now. You stirred up a thought in my mind. Do they really want to give them just cash, or do they want to give them war materials? In my mind, what the Ukraine is asking for is war materials. They want jets and armament and ammunition and high-tech weapons and all of that. Well, the money's not going to do them any good. So what the $20 billion, I guess they're talking about, is going to be spent on the manufacturers of these things and just simply shipping over certain armaments that we already have and have a value on them. I'm not sure how they even do that, but I'm thinking that may be what they're really talking about.
Well, the bottom line is that everything that's going on, I mean everything you see in the news, it's all about the takedown of the United States, or Western society, to put it that way.
I agree.
And specifically the true Christians, and which is not a statement on, you know, race or color or anything. It's anybody that believes and Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, prophet, priest, and king, covers it all.
That's right.
Those people have to be gone because they're the only people that don't fit into the New World Order paradigm. And
that's right.
So it doesn't matter if there's, you know, Iran lobs missiles at Israel or Israel does this. Somehow, some way, the secret decoder ring is that it's designed to manipulate the people so that they can get their new world order and get rid of all of the non-desirables, so to speak.
That's right.
It's just that simple. So all everybody has to do is analyze every headline, everything you see, every money that's spent. It's all to achieve that result. And so if you just ponder that and try to connect the dots, it'll all make sense, because everything they're doing would seem, you know, you could say, well, that's not lawful, or that's against the Constitution. None of that matters. They have an agenda, and that agenda,
right,
I just stated. And so it all totally makes sense if you look at it that way, and it's the only way it makes sense, at least in my humble opinion.
Yeah, we have to also, though, have some way of convincing people that aren't Christians but aren't synagogues that this thing, that there is a conspiracy, that there is an agenda. Even it's not even a hidden conspiracy. It's like an out front in your face conspiracy, where these people are simply taking away our liberties and freedoms, and making us nothing but servants and slaves that own nothing, and we just work for them. They're the experts, and they tell us what has to be done and what's good for the world, and then we have to follow through with it, whether it's taking shots or getting rid of carbon or all this stuff. I mean, it's just insane, and we never get anything out of it. We never own anything. We never increase our living standard. It just keeps going down. And the border's a prime example. I mean, that is such an in-your-face affront to the American people, to let 7 to 9 million illegal aliens into this country and then claim it's a policy issue. I'm going to tell you, Biden and Mayorkas both should be doing prison time right now. They should be in Leavenworth.
Well, I, as I mentioned before on RBN, I've graduated from the school of skepticism to the school of cynicism, and I believe we're already a conquered nation, and everything you see going on is just them tightening the noose. I think it's so bad now that if they were to put up a wall or enforce the border, that that would be to keep people from escaping the United States, because it's East Germany.
I've heard that.
I'm willing to give it a people up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I certainly don't want to escape to Mexico. That is one dull down. I mean, I've never been impressed with the perception of lawful government in Mexico. There's just never been anybody in Mexico that has written anything that seems to move people about freedom and liberty. That place is just, they just creak along in the same poverty-stricken, ignorant kind of society, and they're just taking the steam out by letting all these ignorant people come over here and pressure us.
It's pretty obvious to me that if you look historically at how, you know, in the late 50s and 60s, 1950s, 1960s, and even actually earlier, where they put the assault on the Christian way of life, the Christian type of thinking, where you have a lawful society even without laws, because people are under God's laws, and so you don't need all this other stuff on the horizontal level. And you know, the government was there to make sure that that continued. And so when you look at how they have gradually taken that out, you know, they took out prayer out of the schools and so on and so forth, and have done what they've done, and now we have this totally unlawful base of society, which then requires, you know, the order out of chaos, you know, is what they're accomplishing.
What they're actually doing is imposing chaos and then presenting the solution to chaos, which people are going to want to do, because it seems to be the only option over chaos, and they're going to buy it.
Crisis management, where they create crisis and then they give you 5 options to vote on, right? And it doesn't matter which one you vote on, but at least you get feel good that you voted on a solution. But all the solutions that you vote on achieve their objectives, so it doesn't matter what you vote. And the voting is actually just a huge Delphi technique, where they find out who the squeaky wheels are so they can grease them.
That's right. They give you the wrong thesis and the wrong antithesis, and then they give you the wrong synthesis. What they call that, the Hegelian dialectic, I think.
Hegelian, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Ken, anything else?
You know, I probably could continue on and reveal more of my ignorance, but I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Or you can call back if you think of something else. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take
Ron,
a break here shortly. You bet, Ken.
Out.
Thanks for calling. You bet. All right, we got a few more seconds here, and then we are gonna. When we come back, I think we'll play this. I don't know. We might wait till the second hour to play this video. It's about 2 minutes long, and it's pretty amazing. And we'll get into some of those things we talked about earlier again with a little more detail. Anyway, well, it's a great Friday, so I encourage any new listeners to call in. I'll be happy to talk to you. Be fun. All right. Be with us. We'll be right back.